In El Salvador, hundreds of bodies have been recovered. More than 1,000 people remain missing this morning following an earthquake yesterday. The quake was centered off the Central American country's southern coast. The Associated Press reports most of the victims were caught in homes buried in a landslide. The earth was shaken by a tremor measuring 7.6. Two deaths were also reported in Guatemala. Tremors were felt in Honduras, and buildings swayed in Mexico City, 600 miles away from the quake's epicenter. Reporter Mike Lanchon is in San Salvador, the capital of El Salvador.
Rescue workers here are still continuing the painful search for survivors from this earthquake that left such destruction across the country. As you mentioned, the worst hit area has been around the city of Santa Tecla, which lies on the southwest and edge of the capital, where the collapse of a hillside crushed around 400 houses in a middle-class residential area. There, emergency workers have been searching through the night for signs of where some of the houses could have been, often just using the evidence of a piece of clothing caked in mud, and then they start digging out what they believe is the shells of buildings. But really, there seems to be little hope of finding people alive in those areas.
Is that a kind of a suburban area or a rural area? Describe the area for us.
It's a suburban area on the edge of the capital. It's a middle-class residential area of pretty good housing, some of the two-story buildings, cement block housing, not the usual sort of lean-tos or mud huts, which are often the first victims in major earthquakes like this in this sort of area.
Are there casualties in rural areas?
There are casualties as well. The information has been a bit slow coming through. There have been reports from the west of the country that around 340 houses have been damaged and 10 people have died there. There's also other reports from elsewhere in the country of 200 houses being severely damaged. And from that area, they've pulled out 15 bodies so far. One of the worst hit areas outside the capital area is in the east in a town called Berlin, where the authorities are reporting that 90% of the houses in that area have been destroyed.
Are the rescue operations in full swing now, or is the infrastructure still so bad that rescue workers can't get to the affected areas?
Well, the most affected areas are easily accessible by road, and I think what's been hampering efforts by the rescue operation so far has been the lack of good machinery. Last night, after taking a long time to get off the ground, the operations seemed to be working much better, and they had heavy bulldozers and tractors, which were starting to clear a lot of the debris around the mudslide area. There are major highways which are still blocked because of mudslides outside the capital, and that obviously is hampering efforts as well. But they're also moving on to the phase of getting people into centres and getting water supplies, get that going. Electricity was cut off nationwide immediately the earthquake occurred on Saturday morning, and it was actually gradually re-established in the city, here in the capital, over the next couple of hours. So in that respect, they've worked pretty quickly. The Spanish government has promised 24 sniffer dogs. The government of Switzerland and Mexico have also promised aid, personnel and assistance and material assistance. So far, I haven't seen any of that coming in, but it's, you know, very early days yet. The international airport, as far as we know this morning, is still not open to commercial flights, but it is open. It's going to be facilitating the arrival of emergency aid.
Reporter Mike Lanchon in San Salvador. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.